Hello, it's Tuesday, September 12th, and you're listening to Wing Radio. I'm Lisa Giuliani.
And I'm Victor Thorne. Welcome to Wing Radio. It's great to be back. An historic couple days have just transpired in regard to 9/11 truth, and we're very, very pleased to be able to be here today to fill everybody in on what happened.
What a difference yesterday was from last year. Last year, there were very few of us at Ground Zero. And yesterday, there were hundreds and hundreds of 9/11 truth seekers.
Some people would even say thousands were there. And Lisa's absolutely correct. When we were at Ground Zero last year for the fourth anniversary, at the most, there were 24 people there. And when we walked into Ground Zero yesterday, looked around all the various places there, and then a park that was right down the road from it, hundreds and hundreds for sure. Some people are saying thousands, a couple thousands even. But what an event, and what a way to show the world that the criminals, the real criminals that are behind 9/11, aren't going to be able to very easily sweep this under the rug.
And I'll tell you what, I give a lot of credit to the loose change contingent that was there. There were so many of them. In fact, we couldn't even find some of the people we had hoped to see at Ground Zero who we knew were there because there were so many people. And the loose change people did help us carry our banner there for a little while.
Right. So we went in there. We had this this new 9/11 banner that Rick Ryder, who's a 9/11 investigator, made for us last year. And so it's 15 feet long, probably about 3 feet high, I'd say. And just massive. It's so big, the two people are barely able to hold it. So anyway, we walked around the grounds at Ground Zero yesterday, just kind of getting the lay of the land. We got down there about 9:30 a.m., looked around a while, and then we talked, I guess, Les Jamison,
right,
who's a New York City 9/11 organizer. And we said, well, where is everybody? And he said, well, there's this park over there. And he said, that's where everybody is. So we walked over there. And they were going to do...
Liberty Plaza.
Liberty... Okay. They're going to do a two-person, everybody going in twos,
walk,
to do a silent,
right,
march past Ground Zero. So we were going to take part in this, but there were so many people that it would have taken us forever to be a part of it. So what we did instead was walk back over to Ground Zero, and as they were walking by, the loose changers, we went over in front of this police barricade and unfurled this huge 15-foot banner that said 9/11 World Trade Center Controlled Demolition. Well, we only had it up for a few minutes when the police came over and said that they had to keep everybody moving yesterday morning. People couldn't just stand there like that. So
right. They wouldn't let us hold the banner up by the barricade, and they wouldn't let us hold the banner up behind the barricade. And so I asked the police where we could hold it up, and they said we couldn't hold it up at all. So what was nice was that some of the loose change people said, come on, we'll help you carry it, and
right,
that's what we did. Several of us walked in their march back to Liberty Plaza, and the loose change folks helped us carry our banner, which was very cool of them.
Right, yeah, I was actually getting ready to start rolling it up, and the loose changer said, what are you doing? And I said, well, they're not going to let us just stand here and hold it. And they said, well, that's what they're doing. That's an infringement on your freedom of expression. And I said, well, do you want to help us carry it? And they're like, yeah. So we didn't even know who these folks were. But there was like probably, what, half a dozen of us,
yeah,
all grabbed this. And as you can see from the picture, if you go to the Wing TV homepage, this banner is massive. So we carried it along.
And it's the only one like it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, actually, there's another one made by Kevin Groves, who's also a Wing TV listener.
Yeah, a little
bit
smaller.
We have two of them. That one's a little smaller. We grabbed the first one that we saw yesterday, two days ago.
Well, it's the biggest one, yeah.
And it is the bigger one, and it's harder to carry.
Yeah. So as we walked along in front of Ground Zero, then there are all these people with video cameras, regular cameras snapping pictures,
uh-huh,
of it, and it was really great to get this message out to everybody standing there, the truth about what happened at Ground Zero, that it was a controlled demolition. And, you know, a lot of people were talking about the mainstream media being there, and they all were on the same script, you know. And even when they took photographs or film footage, it wasn't a big far away
panoramic
picture. Yeah, right. What they were doing is taking close-ups of people, so
right,
they couldn't get,
well,
all the protesters.
That keeps you from getting the proper perspective of what the scene was actually like. You're getting a very myopic view from a small lens as opposed to the wide-angle lens. So you could see how many people actually were there. And it was respectful. It was quiet. We saw a couple of heated arguments between people we didn't know. But overall, it was very peaceful, respectful, and we had a significant presence there at Ground Zero.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
We just thanked the Loose Change contingent and all the people that came out, and we're sorry we missed those of you that we really wanted to see.
Well, let's name some of the people we did have a chance to meet. Les Jameson, as
right.
we said, 9/11 organizer.
Before.
Right. Chris Emery.
Right, from the Oklahoma City Bombing Investigative Committee was there.
Right, he came in all the way. Michael Langston from Arkansas traveled in, and he went up to New York City with us. Ralph Schoenman.
Yep, he was there.
Who we've had on Wing TV one time. I guess he gave a speech the night before. And also, it was good to see him. He's not afraid to talk about Israel's role in world events. We also saw Gabriel Day,
uh-huh.
who's a 9/11 organizer. Nico Haupt,
right.
who is at Ground Zero right there. Nico's everywhere. He's at every event there
right.
is.
Alex Jones was there.
Right, Alex Jones. Lisa actually saw him when I was saying hi to Gabriel Day. He blew by, and I didn't actually get a chance to see him.
Yeah, that
but
was
Lisa
before
did.
He had on his black T-shirt.
Yeah, Sherry Bender.
Right, she's an activist with New York 9/11 Truth.
Right, and she's there. And then, of course, Loose Change, who was, you know, hundreds, thousands, they all had their black shirts on. And they were the real, I guess, motivating organizing force this year. And they did get quite a number of people out there.
They got the word out, and I'm so thankful to everybody who responded and took up the flag for 9/11 Truth. And stood there and did their part. It really makes a difference when we have numbers like that.
Yeah, and like we said last year, there were 24 people at best at Ground Zero. What happened last year was everybody went on the wild goose chase up to the United Nations, you know,
right.
miles and miles away, which made no impact whatsoever. So this year, people got the right idea. It was the fifth anniversary.
It's important to converge at the emotional epicenter of 9/11, and that's Ground Zero. So we were glad to see all of you out there. And I'll tell you what, New York really got an eyeful and an earful.
They absolutely did. And it was also good to see Lionel there.
Yeah.
The show. And we're going to talk about the radio shows than we did last night. But before we go, or before we move on to that, you know, we have to give a little bit of behind the scenes. In the weeks and months preceding 9/11, there were people that were making threats
right.
about violence to Wing TV at Ground Zero. And we're not going to mention any of the names, but we just want everybody to know there are some real losers on the internet that you know, say, well, we'll see you at Ground Zero, or, you know, we're going to bring the construction workers to Ground Zero, or we're going to kick your ass at Ground Zero. And we didn't give any credence to this on our show prior to 9/11. We didn't want to give them any credibility. But we went up there. We knew there was a possibility that something could happen, but it was very cool. Nothing whatsoever happened.
Yeah, I think there was one person, and I guess he didn't have the nuts to actually do anything that he had threatened to do, so he just sort of tried some immature little stunt,
which didn't work. So there were some people up there that said, you should, and then these were just regular, everyday people that said, these people shouldn't be up here on the anniversary, they shouldn't be here, you know, blah, blah, blah. But
about us?
No, well, just about everybody.
Oh, all of us.
You know, the whole movement itself. And as Lisa said, things did get heated at Ground Zero, at the main area.
After a while, there seemed to be some little heated arguments springing up here and there. One or two,
right.
at least two of them that we saw. And we just sort of distanced ourselves from that and hoped that would subside.
Yeah, but there was none of the real intensity like last year, the fourth anniversary.
Well, you know,
because
there was such a really intense focus on us because there were so few of us there.
Right.
And so we were severely outnumbered last year by the public and some testy people that got in our face. But overall, I think both events went really well.
Yeah. So, then we got a chance to meet Lionel.
Lionel is great. Lionel is on WOR 710 AM. If you haven't heard his show, check it out. Lionel, we had lattes with Lionel.
And he came down and just was checking out what was going on at Ground Zero. Then he reported back on his show last night. And what he was most disgusted with was the mainstream media's scripted
schmaltz.
Fake. Yeah.
He calls it schmaltz.
Yeah, this fake morning, how everything's packaged into a little box. And they never deviate at all from this script.
He calls it hypermorn and automorn.
Yeah.
The whole media coverage of 9/11, how they just exploit 9/11 and the memory of the dead and of the events of that day. Also, we do want to say that we're very sorry that we missed some people that we wanted to see. There are people like 9/11 researcher Vinny Sammartino, who wrote that excellent report on the 9/11 Flight 93 passenger list anomalies. Also, Loretta Medaglia, who came in all the way from Lowell, Massachusetts. And we got to hang out with her the night before. But there were so many people at Ground Zero yesterday. I'm sure we missed a lot of people we would have liked to see.
Right. And the thing we were forced to do yesterday, because we had two radio interview lines up tomorrow, or lined up for yesterday evening, is we had to leave New York City at about 12:30 in the afternoon and drive back. Well, first of all, we had to take a taxi. Then we had to get our car and drive out of the city.
And it wasn't very easy getting out of the city.
No, I'll tell you what. And I've been in New York City probably close to 15 times now. And going down to Ground Zero, it took us, I'll bet you, 20 to 25 minutes to even hail a taxi. And usually in New York City, you raise your hand, you can have a taxi in 30 seconds.
Well, not always. I'm from there, and so the traffic gets pretty fierce.
Yeah.
But it was more of a challenge, I think, yesterday with the influx of people because of 9/11 and different ceremonies going on throughout the city and whatnot.
Right. George Bush was also down there.
I heard Katie Couric was there. We missed Katie Couric.
Yeah.
We missed George Bush.
And neither one of them came up and said hello to us. I mean, it's amazing.
Well, I can't imagine why not. We weren't there for the afternoon events at Ground Zero either, which I am disappointed in, but there was no way. I mean, the day was going to be long enough as it is. We didn't get to bed this morning till 5 a.m.
Right, and by the time we fell asleep, it was 5:30. Got up at 9 o'clock to start getting everything ready for today's show and updating the website. But last night at 10:30 Eastern Time, we appeared on Lionel's show. That's 7:10 a.m. in New York City. One of the biggest shows in not only New York City, but the country. And
just for a few minutes.
Yeah, probably about 20 minutes. And as I said, he was talking about the activities going on at Ground Zero, relaying his displeasure with the mainstream media.
And his perceptions of what he saw, his observations at Ground Zero, and just how he felt, the sense he got from being there and the different people that we all spoke to. And I was glad to see Lionel out there. Think about it. How many other mainstream media, radio people or TV people actually go out there and then go on their show and tell the truth?
Well, and I told him yesterday we spent probably close to 2 hours with him. And I told him, I said, I hope you realize that you're one of the few in the mainstream that's actually doing this. And I said, you should be commended for it.
Well, what other mainstream person's doing? I think he's the only one.
Yeah.
Because I guarantee you, his report differed. It was the opposite end of the spectrum from Katie Couric's.
Yeah. And he kind of brushed it off. He's like, hey, I'm just doing what needs to be done. But, that's being too humble. For Lionel to come out there. And this isn't the only show. He had us on in the spring for 2 3-hour broadcasts on a Friday and Saturday night in a row.
But he's done numerous shows between these two times on his own about 9/11, just of his own accord. And they are witty, they're intelligent, they ask critical questions, they raise serious, valid points. And we can't thank Lionel enough, because he's got more guts and courage and honor, in our opinion, and integrity, than anybody else in the mainstream media.
Absolutely, and he's not afraid to talk about Shanksville.
Nope.
In fact, he was asking many questions last night. Where's the fuselage? Where's
the
engine? Where's the wings? Where's the bodies? In this little 10-foot by 10-foot crater in Shanksville.
We want to let everybody know he's going to be on Lou Dobbs tonight.
Right.
So try and check that out.
Yeah. Then, at 3 o'clock in the morning, this morning, we appeared on George Norrie's Coast to Coast AM. Now, we have to set this up a little bit. In February of this year, there was a historic broadcast on Coast to Coast AM. It was the Scholars for 9/11 Truth. I believe Jim Fetzer,
Morgan Reynolds,
and David Ray Griffin. Now, at one point prior to the show, Lisa and George Norrie started emailing back and forth, and George said, well, why don't you guys come on for a few minutes during the Scholars, and talk a little bit about activism and so forth.
So I think we were on there less than 5 minutes.
Yeah, like
and
four
we just,
or 5 minutes.
We just talked about 9/11 activism.
Right.
And then we got off the phone.
But during, or I guess after that broadcast, George told Lisa, he says, I'm going to have you guys on the show again sometime, I promise. Now, we thought, you know, he's just blowing smoke up our butts. A lot of people in the mainstream media say things like that, make promises, but they're hollow promises. Well, the fifth anniversary came up in about, what was it, a week or maybe a little over a week ago, we got contacted by Lisa Lyon, who's the editor,
I guess.
The editor of Coast to Coast AM, and she said, we're doing a 9/11 special. Would you guys like to come on? We said, well, absolutely, we would. So we started setting everything up, and, you know, they wanted to know what we were going to speak about, on and on and on, get our bios and so forth. So, George Norrie is a man of his word.
Well, he did say he was considering having us on for a 9/11 show, and, of course, we had a lot more we could have said and wanted to say, but time didn't permit. There were several other people that also appeared on the show last
night. Well, actually, yeah. Why don't you read everybody who was on?
Joel Goldstein, who's a constitutional expert on admiralty law. Howard Bloom, David Hawkins, Alex Jones appeared on there for 30 minutes, and then Victor and I. So
right.
I think it went really well.
Yeah.
It could have turned out like a disaster. We remember when Eric Hufschmidt went on there, and it was just, it might
Stunk
as well have been
room.
An implosion.
Yeah. Yeah, so we were on from 3 to 3:30. Alex was on from 3:30 to 4 a.m.
And let's just say this. We proved now it's not impossible to navigate Coast to Coast AM
right.
and tell the truth.
Yeah, because they said, why don't you send us 10 talking points that you'd like to discuss? So we sent them everything from controlled demolition, WTC-7, Phantom Flight 93, Hani Hanjour's inability to commandeer this plane into the Pentagon, plus
all the anomalies with
right.
the World Trade Center collapses,
plus Israel's central role in 9/11.
Right.
So we started listening to some of the other guests before us, and they were covering the Pentagon. They were covering the controlled demolition. So I told Lisa, I says, we have to get this information about Israel out.
But they were covering them, but we didn't agree with a lot of what
right.
was said. Those are their theories.
Right.
And if we had time, we would have laid the whole scenario out from our perspective and from the results of our research into this. But
right.
time didn't permit. So we figured we'd hit on something nobody else was hitting on, and naturally nobody else pretty much ever hits on
right.
this stuff.
So,
Israel.
So after you know, George talked to us a little bit about being at Ground Zero.
Right.
We steered the conversation towards Israel. And after the show, I told Lisa, I said, I hope you know that this was the first time ever on a national station.
Somebody told me it was 8 million listeners,
yeah.
550 stations.
Yeah. This was the first time ever on a vast, vast worldwide scale that anyone has ever directly tied Israel to 9/11. Now, of course, there's been Internet radio shows. There's been the American
uh-huh.
Free Press. There's been other websites that have discussed this information, presented this information, but never, ever before on such a vast national and worldwide scale has anyone said Israel played a central key role in 9/11. And I'll tell you what, Lisa, George let us run with it.
Well, obviously, there's a lot more to
oh, yeah.
it than just the dancing Israelis, and that's the point that we focused on a
right.
lot, other than talking about Flight 93. But there's so much more, a lot more points of connection, many more points of connection, other than just the dancing Israelis and how Chertoff ultimately released them and what was found
right.
on in their van and whatnot, and their ties to, what, the IDF and
right.
the Mossad.
Mossad. Right, and we've done, you know, numerous interviews in the weeks preceding Norrie's show, the fifth
uh-huh.
anniversary. Frank Whalen, Hisham Talawi, Darren Weeks, on and on. So we've done these shows. We've discussed Israel's role. And we had on Frank Whalen's show, we had 2 hours
Correct.
To discuss it. We really went into it in
right.
depth.
And also, it's in 9/11 Evil. So if
right.
you haven't picked up that book, if you're interested in this subject and you want to know what the whole scenario is as we see it, then check out 9/11 Evil. It's $6.99. It's really
right.
inexpensive.
Yeah, and it's in its third printing already. But last night, So we had a half an hour slated. The first 7 minutes of Coast to Coast is always the news and the intros and so forth. And then the last couple, they go to the break. So we had probably 21 minutes, I'd say. 21, 22 minutes at most. And I think we made the most of it. We capitalized on every minute by not only discussing Israel's role, but then George led us into Shanksville. And still to this day, Phantom Flight 93 is the only book ever been written about Flight 93. And the anomalies regarding Shanksville
are
so vast.
Well, it's the only book ever written, we have to be clear, the only book ever written that runs counter to the official government story.
Yeah, well, I always forget all the phony books by, like, about Todd Beamer and all that nonsense. So when I say that, I mean real books about Shanksville. So
the weather held up great yesterday. It was really pleasant to be out there. There was so much to see. There was a canine dog there that, you know, just a bird with, what kind of bird was that? It was like a macaw.
Big
parrot. Just all kinds of stuff to see. Drummers and people dressed up like Gandhi and
religious,
I don't know how that
folks
all fit in, but.
Yeah. And, you know, as I was telling Lionel at Ground Zero yesterday, even though I disagree with our government in so many different ways, especially in regard to 9/11, when those two individuals were fighting very heatedly, and this argument was moving. It wasn't just stationary. It was moving.
And
it was kind of fluid.
There was a throng around it.
Yeah. And everybody taking pictures.
Video cameras stuck in their faces. So everybody was videoing everything. And, you know, we're just
glad. Well, what I told Lionel, though, I said, you know, a lot of countries in the world, this can't take place.
Right.
In other words, people coming out and protesting the lies of their government. Try to do this in China, or try to do this in Korea, or try to do this in Iran, for that matter, or so many other countries. Try to protest the Holocaust in Europe. There's so many places in the world where you can't speak freely. And the point that really hit home with us is when we were told to put our banner away,
mm-hmm.
our 9/11 controlled demolition.
And the thing is, we were allowed to hold up our other banner that said the same exact words on it last year at Ground Zero. This year, for some reason, there was a problem with what. In fact, the police officer said, "What does it say?"
Yeah.
We had to unfurl it for him, and no, you can't hold it up. But
well, it seemed like
thanks
this year,
to the backup from the 9/11, loose change people, because if it wasn't for them, our banner would have just gotten rolled up, and we wouldn't have been allowed to hold it up anywhere.
And this year, it seemed to us that they wanted to keep things moving more. They didn't want just like last year, where we were standing there, kind of like trapped rats against a wall, where everyone was screaming and yelling.
Well,
and so forth.
This time, we were outside of the entrance
right.
to Ground Zero. There were people passing out leaflets and information sheets and loose change DVDs throughout Ground Zero, and this is good. You know, people are being made more and more aware. I can't even estimate how many people now have been exposed to this information about 9/11 and are starting to ask lots and lots of questions.
Yes. I mean, it's freedom of expression, like the loose changer said. They said if they make you put that away, they're violating your freedom of expression. And since we still have this right,
mm-hmm.
this privilege in this country, it was great to see people exercising it yesterday.
You want to know something? This is the first time in 5 years that it even remotely felt like a truth movement.
A real
9/11
protest.
Truth movement.
Yeah.
For the first time yesterday. And that's because of the numbers that showed up. So, again, we thank you. We thank you all, because I tell you, it's a lot easier when you've got the numbers than when you're standing there all by yourself, and we should know.
Yeah, exactly. That's a great point you brought up. And, you know, it's been 5 years now, and to see the stark difference between if you turned on CBS or CNN or Fox, or when we got home last night, we actually tuned into C-SPAN for a little bit,
uh-huh.
and they had a footage from the National Press Club where they had the two 9/11 whitewash committee co-chairs, Lee Hamilton and Thomas Keene, and they were still on script spewing the same bullshit.
Well, what else are they going to do?
Yeah, and then to compare this to Ground Zero, where people are handing out nice color flyers, handing out DVDs, discussing the physics and truth about 9/11 to others passing by. There's two worlds. There's the phony illusion world of the mainstream media and the government, and then there's the truth movement. And what was Lionel's poll? What were the numbers? They were just exorbitant.
The question was, do you believe the government's version of the official events of 9/11? And 92% said no.
Yeah,
8% said yes.
Now, so this is a pretty enlightened audience.
This is mainstream audience. In fact, they were rated number one. I think they even got ratings over coast to coast.
Yeah, Lionel was telling us. In New York City.
Right. But, you know, we've had our problems with coast to coast, and we're the first ones that will come out and say when we see something we don't think is right.
Yeah.
But we're also very willing to come out and say when somebody does something right.
Yeah.
And we can't control what other people say on other people's shows, but we can control what we say.
And we have to give
thumbs
up.
And we were allowed to say what we wanted to say.
Yeah, total thumbs up to George Norrie, because not only was he a man of his word when he promised to have us back on, and he did, but he allowed us to freely discuss Israel's role in 9/11. And I'll tell you what, Lisa, if we were on with Bill O'Reilly or Glenn Beck or Mike Gallagher or any of these, Sean Hannity, any of these losers, they would have instantly started not only berating us, but possibly even hanging up the phone, moving on to another topic.
It is possible to navigate a mainstream show that doesn't necessarily even agree with you.
Right.
And I think that we have to start getting more and more confident that we can navigate these shows and make our points and express our information and not be railroaded. We can't let what happened to other people in the past.
Like Eric Huffschmidt.
Eric Huffschmidt was a total disaster.
He completely blew it last
year. Stay on topic. Don't get thrown off center and focus in on what you want to say and be strategic about it, and you can navigate it just fine.
Well, let's bring this up. There were some people that emailed us last week that said, hey, we feel kind of uneasy.
Yeah, well, they weren't sure if it was a trap or not. And if you look at some of the other opinions that were expressed on the show, obviously they were not in agreement with ours.
Right, especially that who's that idiot, Bloom?
Well, they were pretty much pro-Israel and against Iran. And,
but didn't
bring out any of the points we did.
Yeah, so we started discussing last week, being on Norrie's show, Lisa and myself, and see, we talk about things a lot in regard to where we're going and what we're doing. And I told Lisa, I said, well, if this is a trap, I says, we better be able to talk our way out of it, or we deserve to be in.
He said, at this point, if we get caught in a trap, then we deserve to be caught in a trap. And so, then there's no pressure there, right? So I just was really thinking about those words for the last few days, because it's very important. There's no margin for error, as far as I'm concerned.
Right, especially
if you're
going to
get on a
big
show like that, you can't afford to make mistakes or spout disinfo or give incorrect information. You can't bring up the Barbara Olson arrest. You can't bring up stuff like that. You have to hit home. You have to hit it out of the park and crack the bat.
And like I said last night when I was discussing the Israel involvement in 9/11, I said a lot of people in this movement want to stop at Bush and Cheney. Or a lot of people want to blame it on these nameless, faceless organizations that you can't pinpoint, like the New World Order or the globalists or the Illuminati. But what this is, it's like an Orwellian perpetual enemy. You can never put your finger on the New World Order. Like, who is the New World?
Well, just like we can't put our finger on Al-Qaeda.
Yeah. And so what we did last night was we directly identified the true culprits of 9/11. Not only was it
co-culprits.
Because it's an inside and an outside job. It was the Israel first neocons within our government and certain elements within the nation of Israel. Those are the true culprits. And now that this has been exposed to a nationwide world audience, we have to start asking, and we're going to start asking in the next few days, where is the rest of this movement now? Are they still going to keep pandering to the Bush-Cheney?
And I'll tell you what, we're not going to settle for their silence. We didn't settle for it with the controlled demolition information, and we said it then, and we're going to say it again now. You're not going to keep this information from coming out to the wider public audience. We didn't let that happen with the controlled demolition information, and now it's out there, and everybody's talking about it, and if we have to do the same thing all over again, we're going to get this information about Israel's involvement in 9/11 out there the same exact way.
Right, and when we were walking through Ground Zero yesterday with Lionel, at one point we passed some people, we didn't know who they were, but one person was explaining to another person the physics of controlled demolition. And as Lisa said, a couple years ago, there weren't many of us talking about controlled demolition.
It's great to hear people having these discussions about the science, letting people who don't know and aren't familiar in on all of this other research. I was so proud of that.
Right. But the point is that if we and a few other people hadn't kept hammering controlled demolition,
well, we put pressure to bear.
Right. Then people wouldn't be discussing this openly at Ground Zero.
Right.
And we're going to do the same damn thing with Israel's involvement. We're going to keep hammering it. And maybe next year at Ground Zero, everybody will be discussing openly Israel's involvement instead of saying, oh, it was Bush Cheney or it was the New World Order.
That's a limited hangout.
Yeah, that's what. And you can't convict the New World Order.
Right.
You can't convict the globalists. You can't convict the Illuminati because they're concepts. That's all they are, is concepts. What we're doing is pinpointing exact, direct culprits. The neocons and Israel were the main perpetrators of 9/11. And if people don't have the courage to discuss this, then, as Lisa said, they're only taking you part of the way and they're only giving you part of the truth.
We said we don't want any more illusions. We don't want any illusions about anything.
Right.
Let's lay it all out on the table. Let the chips fall where they may.
So let's give our last thank yous, Lisa. George Norrie, Coast to Coast AM.
Mm-hmm. Lionel.
Thank you very much. Lionel, 7:10 AM, New York City.
We love Lionel.
Right. Loose Change and everybody that made it to Ground Zero yesterday and everybody that did their own personal protests across the country. But
we made history.
That's exactly
what we did. And we love you all for doing it. Thank you so much. And let's hope we don't have to do it again next year.
Absolutely. We'll be back tomorrow on Wing TV. Check out our articles about Coast to Coast AM, Lionel, and Ground Zero. Until then, keep your eyes open because there's a lot going on.
See you all then.